Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf delivers his 2017-2018 budget to the legislature Tuesday. With the state facing a large structural deficit, the governor has given few clues about the budget, except it will not include broad tax hikes. He spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Will the budget be larger than the $31.5 billion approved for this fiscal year? And if so, why so, considering the revenue shortfall so far this fiscal year, about 2.7% below projections?
Yeah, you'll have to wait and see. What I'm going to present is a balanced budget that doesn't have any broad-based tax increase, personal income tax or sales tax. And so the bulk of how we address that, what's essentially a $2 to $3 billion deficit, is to do it by living within our means. And what I'm trying to do is reimagine, restructure government so that we can live within our means, but continue to do the things that the people of Pennsylvania want their government to do. I want to protect education. I want to protect human services. I want to make sure that we're addressing the needs of our seniors and that we're continuing to fight the fight against the opioid epidemic. So I need to make government that is not just a government where we cut, but where we actually streamline and make government more efficient and more effective.
But what factors might give you some hope that revenues will turn around, considering all the major categories, sales, personal income, corporation income taxes, are off, so that they will cover the total expenditures in whatever level that spending plan might be?
I'm assuming with the IFO, Independent Fiscal Office, that we are going to have a shortfall this year. The big issue that I think we're still trying to figure out what's going on is the corporation taxes are way down over last year. So I'm not looking to bridge that gap with revenues. I'm looking to bridge that gap by making government work smarter. I think there are some loopholes that we need to address, but basically I'm trying to streamline government.
I heard you mention streamlining two, three times during that answer.
So you got the message. You got the point, right?
Am I reading too much into it that it might not be an increase, or if it is, it might be very little?
You'll just have to see.
Governor, you mentioned that the corporation income taxes were down, maybe revenues, I should say, were down a little more than you would have anticipated. So is that where critics are going to say, aha, see, Pennsylvania isn't a good atmosphere, good environment for doing business?
Oh, no. Just the reverse. This is, I think, an issue with the nature of the corporate taxes in Pennsylvania, where there are a lot of loopholes. It's a nature of maybe the collection. We just don't know. We've created just under 100,000 new jobs, so there are businesses that are doing quite well in Pennsylvania.
The proposal of the consolidation of the Department of Health, Human Services, Aging, and Drug and Alcohol programs, how much would this save? How many people might get laid off?
We're not looking at a lot of layoffs, but just the streamlining and through attrition and normal retirements, we're looking at maybe $50 or $60 million savings. Let me just point out, I think the way we're responding to the opioid epidemic in Pennsylvania is really we're breaking down silos. The Department of Health, Department of Human Services, the Department of Aging, the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, they have all worked together in really innovative and I think extraordinary ways and shown that in this area and in so many others, when it comes to the way people live and the things that the state can do for them, that we can do a better job delivering the services people need if we're working together, not working in old-fashioned agency silos.
Are you concerned that such a consolidation might negatively impact the human services, the health programs, the drug and alcohol services at the local, the county levels, which, of course, implement a lot of the services with the state funding?
The idea is that that will not be the case. The idea is that this will actually make the delivery of those services better and more efficient. Now, obviously, we have to work to do to make sure that I follow through on that, but this consolidation of the human services areas is an attempt to make sure that the state does a better job with less. This is not the traditional kind of thing where we're just slashing and burning our way to a balanced budget. We're actually trying to make government work better.
Governor Wolf, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much, Ken. It's good to be with you.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.